So Judge Isger is Harvey Burns Bridges, the debtor. And the background facts are this is the fourth case in the last 3 years, but only one of the prior cases was pending within the last year. So the prior case was dismissed due to failure to make payments of $4,800 a month. It was a Chapter 13 trustee. Motion to dismiss. Case gets dismissed. New case is filed. Now debtor is seeking to extend the automatic stay. It's going to be the first vignette. And so the prior, just to kind of give you a little bit more background, the prior payments were $4,800. He's independently employed as a geophysical consultant. We see a lot of those in the Valley. And married with three children. His wife is a stay-at-home mom. And the B-22, he shows he's above median income debtor with no disposable income. And so this is what his claims look like in the prior case. He had a home, arrearages, monthly payment of $2,400 a month. He had his 2012 Cadillac. The value and the claims are laid out there. He had some arrearages that were purchased 920 days ago in the prior case. 65-inch TV, and those are the values laid out there. An IRS claim of $82,000 and $230,000 in unsecured debt. And so we'll take it from here.
All right, at this point in time, the court calls the Harvey Burns Bridges case. Appearances, please.
All right, David Jones appearing on behalf of the debtor. And, Your Honor, I am subbing in for Attorney Rhodes today. Is Mr. Bridges in the courtroom?
Mr. Jones.
Your Honor, I'm Harvey Bridges, but I didn't agree to not have Ms. Rhodes as my lawyer.